chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. All among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will therefore, Israel will be abandoned until that time when she who is in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. When the Assyrians invade our land, march through our fortresses. The word of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Christ Jesus, the word of the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Verses 18 through 25. This is how the bird but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Grace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded. And he gave him the name Jesus. We say together the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again. Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, Bailey went to Sears to buy some carpentry. His name and address, and then he asked him,
Are you a regular customer? This morning, you might have the most important characters going to be talking about Joseph. Beginning of the life of Christ and after that. But we know that later on, Jesus' mother Mary some things happened to Joseph at that point. What I'd like to do this morning and learn more about this man and what we can take the Old Testament son of Jacob, who you might remember went into Egypt. His new family, Mary, and the Christ child. Mary last week, and in Roman Catholic tradition, and that's that tradition of Joseph being a very old man actually comes from. Is if she marries somebody who's about 80. And that's the tradition of Joseph is about to marry Mary. So we can assume because he's referred to in the text as a translated into English as carpenter. Tecton is actually a little bit construction trades. So you can hear the word but without the arche in front of it. Arche means like in comic books, the arch villains are someone who oversees the work of the builders. So Joseph is just a necessarily is sought after by everyone to build houses. Middle East, as many of you probably have seen from images, usually considered a little bit higher in their profession than he probably built tables. He probably built sideboards. Although a wheelwright actually had a different name in Greek. It was tradition in Jewish culture yourself in your trade so that you could support a family. So he would have already gone through the process of learning a skill that he could talks about when he was growing up. On different shifts. And my great-grandfather actually was a carpenter in... and sometimes cabooses, and sometimes other cars. But he worked on those cars. I'm sure Joseph would have been like that as well. Joseph would have... lines in Matthew. So we can assume that he's probably like a... and that's my aunt's father, Willie. Building churches. He had his fingerprints all over. He pounded nails. And I kind of like that idea of a few words. You could find him often rocking in his rocking chair. Usually quietly thinking, and I imagine that Joseph the churches all over our faith, because writers of the epistles say emptied himself of his Godhead. Growing up. But we understand the idea of the other child. So we needed the love of a mom and a dad, just like carpenter that I knew. This was a man named Don Wagle. Had, see, purchased a couple of little resort cabins. Hi, Lazy Brook Resort. I used to haul the garbage and mow the grass. And the resort. Off the resort cabins, and they were building condominiums. And area, and I got a teaching job in Pequot Lakes, and I was looking for a place to live. Resort cabins. And so I agreed to purchasing a couple of them. He was only selling them for $500. Had a flatbed truck who would move the resort cabins. I called up Ruth. Pretty, and Rudy says, "Well, do I have to cross the state highway?" And I don't know. Anyway, I met Rudy at 5 a.m. and we hauled the camera. Friends, Don, to help me with the carpentry work. And I learned a lot from Don.
our text this morning. Gives Jesus his standing in the Jewish community. And of course, the prophecies about Jesus are that he would arrive. Christmas stories between Matthew and Luke, we don't quite have the whole picture, so we sort of. He might have been living in Bethlehem, and Mary was living in Nazareth. He may have established himself as a carpenter in Nazareth. We're not sure. Bethlehem means the house of bread. When you're walking through the streets, it's known for a few things. Who becomes the husband of Ruth? It's, of course, David's city. Mary and Joseph and Jesus. It was the location of Herod's. Paul was the great king who had rebuilt the temple. Herod viewed him as the most powerful king that had ever ruled in. Palaces, he had three of them. One of his palaces just across the valley. His palace was built on a man-made hill that was taller than the great. The palace itself on top of the hill. He had swimming pools. Dozens of slaves and servants that waited on his every whim when he was. To the palace of Herod, but you could go to Bethlehem, and people sitting there with awe at the great king, they sort of snickered because they knew that Herod. He wasn't ruling as a king in his own right. All of his. Go back to our text for a moment. It's translated engaged. Understand what this means. In this together. In our text, if we look at Luke. Christ child, what does she do? She goes and visits her cousin. Mary at Elizabeth's. How do you suppose after she's received the news, she's got a little bit of a tongue. Or maybe he's there and she comes back and, my goodness. Now, I can imagine that this day might have seemed like the. It seemed to him like his world was crashing down. Why? Because.
mentioned this plan. God hadn't asked Joseph. He finds out first. And he asks the disciples. What's he supposed to do according to the Old Testament law? Probably suffer public shaming at the least. She's pregnant, out of wedlock. She's actually committed a imagine how different our story would have been had he had resolved to send her away. He could just say to her, I'm not going to marry you. Now that would have been a hard decision for Joseph to make also. He's not publicly denouncing Mary. He's taking what in his day and age would be that's the kind of man that Joseph was. And he's not even considering the and then the angel appears to him. Up until that point that God wasn't in this at all. How many times? Falling apart. Your day when things just weren't going you don't think that God is in it at all. And that's where Joseph is at. And then our text says, as the Lord commands. And we compared Mary to, say, but he did continue to answer Moses' objections. He's risking a lot, but he does it anyway. Now, Mary had told him probably what the angel told her. I don't know if I would have, had I been Joseph, until the angel. People break our trust. How many times do they seem to be dishonoring us? Oftentimes, many of us would have wanted Mary to be. Relationships with others. But with Joseph, we can allow God to work in us. He will allow disappointments to work in us. He can take those things that seem like disappointments to us and walking away from mercy. Over instead to God. He can use it to give birth to transformation. The city of the bread of life. Put yourself on the ramparts of Herod's palace, looking across. Like my great-grandpa, like Grandpa Willie. God, who is allowing himself to be used by God. From Nazareth to Bethlehem, from Bethlehem. Twelve-year-old Jesus, from halfway home to back again, the man who raised Jesus, who loved himself of his Godhead, Joseph, who was the first Abba, Daddy. This baby in my arms, the Son of God.